Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey, everybody, glad you could be with us. In this segment, we are joined by Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources. He's our chief consultant on preparation and what you need to do to get ready. We're going to talk about GPS. We're going to talk about Virginia rallies, Antifa. I mean, it's going to be a smorgasbord, 50 minutes here of nonstop disclosure. And as if we haven't had enough disclosures already on the Common Sense Show. Again, we are the show here, you know, that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we need your help. So share these communications, whether you're listening to us on KYAH Radio, Global Star Radio Network, Red State Talk Radio Network, here on our TV broadcast on YouTube, wherever you're joining us from. You know, Megaphone and Spotify, you know, all the outlets we have, we would ask that you would take that and share this far and wide, because this is going to be an important interview. We're brought to you by preparewithdave.com, very best in storable food. Right now we're offering 47% off for the 2-week emergency kit. So you kill three birds with one stone. One, you got a bug out kit. Two, if you haven't started, which you should have a long time ago, but nonetheless, you can get started here at a very reasonable, best reasonable price for restaurant quality food. And three, some people say, Dave, the price is too good. Can I buy more than one? Yeah, as long as supplies last. And after that, they'll impose a 2 per customer limit. I don't know if they're there yet, but you can give that a shot. We're also brought to you by concealwithdave.com. And this is really timely for this interview that we have with Bob, because concealwithdave.com will teach you where you can go to get trained, because if you're going to be in self-defense mode, you need to be trained properly. Also, they'll teach you the laws of your particular area so you don't run afoul. And also, there's liability insurance, too. It's a one-stop shopping, you know, prepare to protect your family and be protected yourself. So concealwithdave.com. And in addition, we're brought to you by Health Masters. Okay, so Health Masters is the very best in natural health care. Coupon code is 5DAVE to take 5% off. And then finally, readymaderesources.com. So we have got a multitude of sponsors here for this 50-minute presentation. They all combine to help bring you this important message. And by the way, Ready Made Resources is where Bob Griswold is from. That's his company. And he'll engage in talking with you about what you need to do to prep. And he won't charge you, unlike a lot of guys that do prepping business. But we'll tell you all about Bob's business here towards the end of the broadcast. Bob Griswold, I hope we don't run out of things to talk about in our 50 minutes together today.
No, I don't even know. We'll get to all of them. You know, Dave, you just scratched the surface when you said as long as supplies last. I can tell you right now, you let this escalate much further and the supplies aren't going to last. No scare tactics here, just reality. It's what I tell people. You know, at any one time in the civilian market in the United States, there might be 200 night vision pieces of quality night vision, military grade night vision available. That's it. No more. And just recently, we had purchased 40 PBS-14 tubes. And one of the federal agencies, they came in and claimed eminent domain over them. And said, we have 70. We want them. And we had to give them up. And even though they were ours, we still had to give them up. And so it put us behind on that particular unit. But people we've had such a supply benefit in this country where you can go down to every corner and buy groceries, buy this, buy whatever you want to buy. But that has quickly, quickly coming to an end in this country. And I know we're going to get to this later in the show, but you know, we had the Bernie Sanders, area coordinator, one of those campaign guys, actually saying they're going to burn it down. You know, that's where we get to really feel the burn. They're going to burn it down. And when they say burn it down, they're talking about infrastructure, Dave. This isn't just, you know, burning, you know, your houses down or setting some trash cans on fire. This is burning down infrastructure. And when the infrastructure goes down, it's going to be very, very difficult to bring it back up because, I mean, you know, transformers are destroyed, you know, water supply systems are destroyed. All the things that we have grown to rely on and really our whole existence is dependent on are going to be destroyed wherever they go. And then we've talked about this many times on this program. The left will attack our infrastructure. They will do it. This is their modus operandi. This is what they do. So if you like your water coming out of the tap, if you like your electricity coming out of the plug, if you like the services you have, expect these people, when they do not get their way, as this one guy said, we're going to burn it all down. If Bernie Sanders is not the nominee, we're going to burn Milwaukee down. I mean, it just, that is what they do.
He said one more thing too, Bob. He also, that aide for Sanders also said something else. He said, the Soviet gulags that will put Trump supporters in weren't that bad. Oh, they're really okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the next day, Tom Perez, who's the DNC chief, came out and he was asked by Owen Schroyer of InfoWars. He said, hey, how come you're not addressing the comments made by the Sanders aide? And he walked off the stage. And not only that, all of Bernie Sanders' chiefs now are on social media lockdown. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But even if they do address this, Dave, even if they address this guy, it's just going to be a recycling job. I mean, they're not going to get rid of him because if they get rid of him, they'd have to get rid of most of the Bernie Sanders people that feel just like he does. Yeah. So they'll just recycle him in some other position, make it look like, get the window dressing, the little dog and pony show for the general public, MSNBC. Oh, yeah, we got rid of him. But he's just going to pop back up somewhere else. Yeah. You know, this is the kind of people they want. This is what they do. And, you know, we were going to start off with the Virginia thing. I got to kind of
Well, before you go to Virginia, let me just say something about the Sanders thing. I did a broadcast late last night here on our YouTube TV broadcast, and I made the point, if you think this is just a stray comment made by a rogue official, think again. This was, he didn't even know he was being recorded, and thanks to Project Veritas, great job, guys, that this got recorded. And Bob, this is a pervasive attitude on the part of the left. This is what they want to do with us.
What, 10%? So yeah. 90% go through. Yeah. I would say that's the same percentage of what you're experiencing here. You know, they might catch one guy, but 90% of these comments are never even recorded, but they're making them. I mean, you know, you look at Joe Scarborough on MSNBC just recently said that you know, for the people who support Donald Trump, their children and grandchildren are going to be punished by it. I don't know if you caught that comment.
I did.
I mean, it was just... Yeah, so this is not a isolated incident. This is a systemic, you know, philosophy of these people. It's murder, death, rape, and killing. That's what they've done. I mean, you know, everybody has different sources, okay, of information. But I have a source that is absolutely dead on. It's history. All you have to do is know history to figure this one out. It is not complicated. If you know the history of what these people have done, where they go, the history of this impeachment, look at, I mean, no evidence, nothing. They're just going to do it because they don't like the guy. They don't like what he does. So they're just going to impeach him. They're going to ruin his family. They put people in prison. The gulags, they've already done that. I mean, they put him in gulags. You won't play games. You won't testify against Donald Trump. Okay, well, you've broken one of 50 billion federal laws. And so we're going to stick you in prison. And that's what they've done. So, I mean, let's just cut through the chase right now. There is no more delusion that there's some type of inherent benefit to these people, that they really have this nobility, that they seek the underdog and they want to empower people and all that. They are after raw, sheer power. They they want it for themselves. It's obviously Nancy Pelosi. I mean, look at her district. You've got the turds and drugs laying all over the street. You have businesses fleeing. I mean, she has no care whatsoever for the people that live there at all. She's just in it for the power. That's what these people will do. And it was fortuitous almost, Dave, because the day before that article came out about the Bernie supporter, I put on there that Bernie Sanders would murder millions of people if he could get away with it, because that's what Marxists do. And then that came out, and it was kind of like fortuitous, because I mean, I have a source. It's called history.
Yeah. Do you know where Bernie did it? You know where Bernie, Bob, do you know where Bernie had his honeymoon at?
Yeah, right in the heart of the infestation of communism, Soviet Russia.
Yeah, Red Square. Red Square is where he honeymooned.
Yeah, he praised Castro. He praised Castro. I mean, so this guy is, running and one of the major contenders when so many of others have dropped out. He's one of the major contenders for the Democratic Party nomination. And the fact that they won't address these comments of violence, the fact that, we know going back to Virginia, I mean, this, when they're trying to disarm these people that are going to be at the place where they're going to be protesting at the governor's, that whole area there, word escapes me, but they want them disarmed. Do you think Antifa's going to be disarmed? You know, right now Antifa has bought their Nazi uniforms, they've bought their Klan uniforms, they have their actors, they have these people that are going to go in and pretend that they are, conservative Christian, whatever, gun owners, and they're going to go, with racial epithets, they're going to do their Nazi thing, they're going to do all this stuff, and, CNN, MSNBC are going to be there, look at these horrible gun owners. This is a charade that they play over and over again, Dave. It is, and if the American people, I think, are starting to wake up to it, at least I hope they are.
I don't know.
They play the same game over and over. They're crisis actors, and they play the same game over and over and over again, and people believe it. And it just so happens, and I'm not going to go conspiratorial here because I don't have the evidence to prove it, but it just so happens that the GPS system, the Navy is, the armed forces are doing some type of maneuver where they're going to be possibly shutting down GPS that could affect people who will be at that rally. So, your GPS in your car might be intermittent or not work, GPS location on your phone. So, I tell people, make sure you have hard maps of this area so that, it's rule number one. When you go in a building, you know how to get out of the building. You know where your exits are at. You came in on the interstate, but what happens if the interstate's blocked? What happens if they got all these gun owners in there and something really bad happened, and then they had checkpoints at all the places? Well, they're going to checkpoint the major interstates coming in and out of the city the quickest. So if you know how to get out of there quick, by back roads and stuff, you might want to plan that ahead of time. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying the possibility of it happening. I think right now this is going to turn into a whatever, I think people probably guess the word, but this rally is going to be a three-ring circus.
Yeah, I want to back up one subject. We left it prematurely. You're right about Antifa. The information I have is they are going to dress up as patriots. You got that. You nailed that. There's actually a name for that. I've had a discussion here with a DHS agent months ago about this issue. It's called the belt buckle strategy. It's intermingle among the people that you hate, pretend to be one of them, and then just go absolutely violent towards the police and innocent bystanders so that the patriots get the blame. You're right on the money with that. The GPS thing, Bob, you skipped over this one part a little bit, or you went too fast for my feeble mind. With regard to the GPS, are you saying the military is doing testing and there's going to be intermittent outages across the nation? Did I get that?
Well, the Southeast. It's on a website called AOPA, Alpha Oscar Papa, .org. And it says GPS jamming expected in Southeastern U.S. during military exercise. The dates they'll be doing it are 16th through the 24th. Now, again, I don't want to go conspiratorial here, but I'm just saying it is a possibility that you will be at that rally and not be able to use any type of GPS. And in states included would be Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, parts of Tennessee, parts of Virginia, parts of Kentucky. So that's what they're showing on this map. And so I would just say, have contingency plans. And another thing, if you're going to do this rally, and this is what I tell people all the time, if you bring your cell phone, this is why a track phone is so important. If you bring your cell phone, Antifa with off-the-shelf hardware can access your cell phone, download all your data, including the address of your children, your grandchildren, you know, all these different things. They can download your browsing history. They can do that. It's very, very simple to do. And do you want them to have that information? So even if you turn your cell phone off, it's not off because there's a battery still powering it, but they do make EMP bags that you can put your cell phone in and close it off, and that shields it. So if I was going to that rally, I would get a track phone, you know, something that would work, and not use my cell phone.
Yes, I hear you.
It's just too much information on your cell phone that you could be compromised dramatically with that. I would also, there's a code system that you can use. It's a search and rescue code system where you can use grids and stuff, but it basically, you take a 10-letter word, Dave, like I'll use the word aftershock. It's 10 letters, and then under A, I would put 0, under the next letter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way out to K would be 9. And then if I was talking to somebody, because your signal could be intercepted, people can imitate you, I would use the user inversion. So if I said alpha 5K, you would have to come back with the invert of that. That means I would know I'm really talking to you. So, you know, you can take any 10-letter word and write 0 underneath them. Give it to all your friends. So if you're communicating via radios and you want to authenticate, you know, and any combination of those would work. If you said 1S9, then you just say that would be K5F. That would be the invert of it.
I got it.
And that way you can actually use authentication to make sure that when you're talking to the person you think you're talking to, that you really are. And keep in mind that when you're talking to people, they have voice synthesizers. It's very simple, very cheap to buy a voice synthesizer, so you really won't know who you're talking to, whatever. And again, last time we talked, your voice is your most exploitable asset, so I would definitely have a text-to-speech on my phone, and if I was concerned all about my voice being exploited, somebody knowing I'm there, I would type in my text and let the phone speak it back. Maybe there's a girl voice or a boy voice or whatever, however you want to do it, you know. But be very careful about using your voice in what you say. Let the phone text it. And I demonstrated that last time. The text-to-speech programs are free for most Android or Apples. And so you just type in what you want to say, push speak, and it speaks it in. You play it into your radio or whatever you're doing. And that way your voice can't be exploited.
Okay. So that's good advice.
So, but I think the possibility that they're, and when I say kill zone, I don't necessarily mean, although it's a distinct possibility, people will be killed during this rally, but I think violence will be perpetrated. So if they disarm you and say you can't, he's saying you can't bring clubs, you can't bring chains, you can't bring knives, you can't bring, I mean, this is basically stripped down to your skivvies type, protest is what they're saying. And you can't use your skivvies because you make a garrot out of it. I mean, you know, it's really, he's really pushing that envelope pretty far. If you're going there and you're going to go legal, or put it that way, if you're going to go there and follow the government edicts, you're going to be disarmed. And so when these Antifa people show up, they will not obey the law. They will be rowdy. They will have mace, urine, feces, whatever they have in their little bags, start throwing it and provoking it and whatever. And that's what the governor wants. He wants this violence so that they can use it as further justification to further their Marxist cause. And so we really need to be smart. If you plan on going to this rally, don't fight the enemy's war. I want the enemy to fight my war. If you go there and you fight his war, I mean, Dave, somebody comes up there and says very foul things about your wife, your mother, your sister, your brother, this, that, they do things. They're trying to goat you and provoke you into fighting their war. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fight the war you fought. They came there for. You're there to redress your government on an issue of constitutional importance. That's what you're there for. You're not there to fight Antifa. You're not there to get into a gun battle with somebody or a knife battle with somebody. You're not there to do your macho stuff. You're there to redress your government. And you have to keep that in mind because, as Matt Bracken said, it'll be a buffalo leap going off the edge of the cliff. One goes, all go. you don't want to get into that type of fight. If you go there for that purpose. We're here to demonstrate our numbers that we will not tolerate this constitutional infringement upon our rights. And as we all know, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting deer. It has everything to do with self-protection and the prevention of the free and to maintain the free state. In fact, the Second Amendment, the history behind it, Dave, was actually after in Boston, after the British came in and seized all the guns. That was the motivation of putting the well, part of the motivation for putting the Second Amendment into the Bill of Rights was that that the state could never come in and disarm the citizens. So because once they did, we saw what the British did. They just, you know, basically said, well, now that we have your guns, we're just going to do whatever we want to with you. You know, your home, your papers, your possessions, nothing you have is sacred. Well, we can do whatever we want. And that's what these tyrants want. They want to be able to violate our homes, violate our families, violate our women, violate whatever they want to violate and not, and us not having the tools capable of defending against it. So this is a dark wickedness that they are trying to perpetrate upon us. And we really need to learn how to fight the correct battle and not their battle.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. Something you said here too, no weapons. You know, I'll be honest with you, Bob. I think that they ought to do a rally in a different location instead of the expected location because they will be laying in trap. And I'm going to make this point as well. Something I've been saying consistently for the past 6 weeks, this gun confiscation in Virginia, it will spread to other blue states. It's not about confiscating the guns nearly as much as it's about a vehicle to start the Civil War because the Democrats and the deep state can't win the next election.
Yeah, they can't win it. And again, we see the cracks of this coming out. They've admitted it. We, you know, the one congressman who says, well, we have to impeach him because we won't win. I mean, we see this guy saying we're going to burn Milwaukee down. We're going to burn the country down if Bernie doesn't get what we want. We're going to imprison, kill millions. We're going to re-educate. We see Joe Scarborough, again, just recapping it, saying that, you know, that your children and your grandchildren will face retribution for people who stand with Trump. And so there is no more penumbra, the shadow of the moon cast on the motivations of these people anymore. It is out in the open. It is raw, naked tyranny that they are willing to kill, destroy anything in their path. That's what they're doing. That's what we're watching. And so the one thing I want to encourage people that we do have on our side, Dave, I encourage people to get on their knees and pray to God's mercy, the mercy we don't deserve. We don't deserve it. To pray for mercy for our nation, to pray for peace for our nation. I mean, the pressures on people who stand right now in the gap are enormous. The pressure on Donald Trump the other day to go to war with Iran was incredible. Kudos to him for not going to war. I mean, we could be in a full-fledged nuclear war right now if he had gone through with it. I mean, we don't know where it would have ended. We, as Christian people, need to be praying right now that God would give us victory we don't deserve, that he would have mercy on us that we don't deserve, and that's what mercy is by nature, is something we get that we don't deserve. Because these people are out there now. I mean, we just see, I mean, just the whole picture, the open pedophilia against our children, the degradation of the education system, the absolute corruption of pharmaceuticals that they're drugging us to death, the poisoning of, you know, the food, like I said. I mean, everything that they have touched. I mean, only a liberal, only one of these people in Washington can call a turd art and pay millions of dollars for it, which they do. That's happened, Dave. Think of the mindset that can look at a turd and call it art. What is going on in that mind?
Not much, but craziness. Bob, I need to interject here. We've got comments coming in here. I want to, I'm going to read you a couple quotes and then let you respond to it. Okay. Cause of the comments coming in. Troy, you missed the footage where Trump yells, quote, take the guns and ask questions later. And then other people are writing in, says 100% correct, on that comment. And another one here says, Trump can cut all funds to Virginia, but does nothing because he is the problem. You want to address those comments?
Well, yes and no. I'm okay. you know, I forgot what politicians, one of the founding fathers basically said that when you get elected to office, you'd become my enemy. Okay, and on a point, Donald Trump is playing politics. Okay, he has to play politics. That's what politics is about. Is he our enemy? To a degree, I would say he has done things that have not been favorable to the patriotic or Christian community. But I do have to ask the question, if it wasn't him, who would be there? You know, okay, and this is what I have these absoluters, okay, that I would say, you know, everything is bad. Okay, would you rather live in a state like Tennessee, which I have the right to carry? I have the right to carry loaded in my car. I have the right to basically buy any gun I want to buy. I have the right to free educate my children. I have the right to do a lot with my property. So I would say it's a free state, a freer. But would I rather live in New Jersey? I mean, and no offense to people who live in New Jersey. Your taxes are astronomical. You can't own a gun. You can't, I mean, there's just so many restrictive rules. I'd rather live in San Francisco and just have to wear boots around all day long. So it's a gradient scale, Dave. Is Donald Trump our complete friend? No. Has he done a lot of good things for us? Absolutely. Is he playing politics? Absolutely. So it's a thing we have to say, what do we have at our disposal that we can use? Because again, a politician, you know, what they're interested in, getting reelected. So in that point, I hope that brings it into perspective.
Donald, it does. It does. I would add one more thing to this, though. I've seen a pattern with Trump where he'll shake his head yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good idea, like red flag laws, and then does nothing in that direction. It's like he says something to placate the left and then goes about his business.
Yeah, and again, I think Donald Trump has to have – I think he's gotten the education, or he's getting it. He's a very smart guy. So, I mean, you know, he thought he could come in and drain the swamp, but to drain the swamp is you're going to have to use nuclear politics. I mean, I do mean that not as hyperbole, but you're going to really have to use nuclear politics. As we've seen, we had all the prognosticators out there, Dave, that there was a billion arrest warrants in secret. They were going to arrest, you know, everybody on Mars, Earth, planet, you know, Jupiter. They were going to arrest all these people. It never happened.
No queuing way, pun intended.
I mean, Hillary Clinton goes scot-free. The most indictable woman probably in the history of the world. It's going scot-free.
Oh, there's going to be 65,000 indictments tomorrow. Yeah, 100,000 next week.
It goes back to Machiavellian politics. Yeah, exactly. We talk about it. If you're in power, limit power. If you desire power, promise power. That's how you maintain power. There's people underneath you always saying, listen, if you do this, you'll get the next one, you know? Or those that are ahead of you or above you that are clean, trying to take power, you push them down. And so that's all that was Machiavellian politics. You know, nothing more, nothing less. A lot of people fell for it. It should discredit those who have perpetrated that. Cause I think you and I called it from the beginning, it was never going to happen. And so, you know, you might see some low level arrest or some hand slapping, you know, but that's all it'll be.
Hillary admitted to 33,000 violations of the law. Admitted, and nothing's going to happen to her.
Private email server handling government emails. That's a federal offense. You know, even Criminal Comey just said that she had 128 classified emails that were compromised. What was that one guy in the submarine who went took a picture and sent it to his girlfriend or something and ended up going to prison? You know, court martial. I mean, here, this woman is probably, she's probably compromised. I know she has far more than the Rosenbergs did. The people who gave the atomic bomb. She's compromised everything in our Defense Department, compromised it all for the sake of filthy gain. She's had people murdered for the sake of filthy gain. She's exploiting countries. Haiti, what she did down there when they took $1 billion in donations and basically kept it for filthy gain. I mean, these people are walking criminal organization, and nobody's going to do anything about them. And so we just have to realize, and this goes back to that question that people ask about Donald Trump. So you're not satisfied with Donald Trump's doing anything. Let me ask a question. What are you doing? Dave, I don't mean to offend anybody, but what are you doing? Are you sitting there just reading comments and getting aggravated, or are you actually taking part in part of the solution? The part of the solution is this is going to be systemic from the bottom up. City councils, you know, I mean, just getting involved in your local government, because all politics is local, like we've talked about, and you know, in your area of operation. I mean, getting into where you can influence your area of operation. I've said this before, if the zombies are eating people in New York and you live in Miami, is that going to affect you? No. But if the zombies are eating people in Miami, it will affect you. So get involved in Miami if you live there. If you live in a little town, I mean, city councils are just usually staffed by leftist, you know, liberal do-gooders, but actually are do-batters. And so get involved. Take part. Donald Trump cannot solve this problem. I mean, is he going to be perfect in all he does? No, he's a very flawed man. I mean, but when I look at Samson, Samson in the Bible was a very flawed man. Paul the Apostle that God chose when he was Saul had probably murdered thousands of Christians before he became a Christian. I mean, Moses murdered people. I mean, David killed Uriah, I think it was, and then he murdered his wife, so he murdered him so he could get Bathsheba. I mean, these are flawed men. If you're looking for a flawed man, Dave, all I have to do if I want to find a flawed man is go look in the mirror.
Yeah, I hear you.
Me.
But you know,
me.
you mentioned something. You mentioned something I want to address, though. Something I haven't spent enough time on. I want to know if you've heard of this. I call it the squad politics. Actually, it's Justice Democrats that went out and did casting calls for people to run for the Democratic primaries to replace less radical Democrats in Congress. But they've got another strategy that's hardly getting any coverage. They're running people as Republicans and saying all the right thing, and then they get into power in places like Fort Collins, Colorado, and then their true Democratic self comes out. Have you heard of this?
Well, I have a good source, Dave. I have an excellent source on this. It's called history. I would quote Sang Tzu in The Art of War. All war is based on deception.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my source.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, if we don't expect that, we're ignorant of history. Yeah, of course they want to infiltrate. Infiltration has probably been one of the major causes of lost battles from the beginning. And this is where, again, where I go into the communication thing and the importance of communication. In fact, I was with some FF guys this weekend over at Brushbeater. If people can check him out, he's Matt is a great guy if you want to learn communication stuff. And I'm talking about talking back and forth, you know. I'm talking about using communication in the zombie apocalypse type stuff at Brushbeater. But we were talking about it. Why did Operation Market Garden, Montgomery's invasion of Europe, fail? Major reason, communication.
Mm-hmm.
The British couldn't communicate with the Americans. And the whole operation fell apart. And this is what I tell people. You know, if you go into these rallies, where you're at, this GPS thing goes down, they can turn the GPS off, they can turn your IP address off, they can turn your cell phone off. You want to have that alternate means of communication. And I'm telling you, somebody like Brushbeater, they are exquisite at teaching people. This guy's a teacher by profession, and so when he brings his teaching skills to this course, and he was, you know, been in theater. He was an Army guy in theater, Special Forces guy, and he knows his stuff.
True.
So, you know, it's just we need to start learning the tactics to be able to take this back. Because if we don't, I'm 64, and they can kill me today, but I've lived a good life. But I have children and grandchildren, and that piece of whatever from Joe Scarborough, from whatever, you know, I mean, said he wants to see my children punished, see my grandchildren punished. Do you want that to happen? We need to take this seriously right now. Because, you know, going back to the biblical principles, God is going to bring a horrible judgment on this land if there's not repentance because of the abortion and the perversion and the filth that we've perpetrated. And we see it. We see Dave, you follow Steve Quayle. I mean, these earth changes, the volcanoes. I mean, my gosh, I've never seen so many volcanoes. I've never seen so many earthquakes. We're going through a solar minimum. We might have just absolutely, you know, Celeste, his friend he interviewed, she's saying we're going to go into a solar minimum. We're going to have massive crop failures. People are going to go hungry. I mean, these are people God is sending our way just to warn us. You talk about 2 weeks worth of food, Dave. I would multiply that by, what's 2 years? That'd be 104 weeks. Well, 2 weeks would be multiplied by 52 because that would give me 2 years. I would say 2 weeks is going to be, you know, like having a, you know, half a glass of water in the middle of the Sahara Desert. It ain't going to last long. You want a big, you know, supply of water if you're going to be on the Sahara Desert. And so that's what I would tell people. And again, I mentioned with the night vision, I've never seen it like it is right now because more people are ordering it. And I'd say at the supplier level, there might be 200 units. I talked to one of the major suppliers, and she said you could maybe get 50 out to the civilian market at any one time. 50 units. That's it. Now, I know other suppliers are out there that make the units, but if you added them all together, I'd say maybe 200 units are available. And then radio communication, again, Operation Market Garden failed. What happens when this GPS works and you're in, and maybe something else is turned off? Are you going to be able to communicate back and forth? I mean, you know, if I was in Virginia and I lived in Florida, I can communicate via ham radio back and forth. It's easy to do. In fact, the course I was at this weekend, we were in North Carolina and we were talking to people in Wisconsin, Ohio. We had New Mexico. I'm just trying to think about where else we were at. Obviously, we had people from North Carolina coming in. But, I mean, all those people were just listening on a little field improvised antenna and a field, basically, you know, a battery-operated radio. We were out in the woods, and we were talking to those people. So it's quite impressive when you can do that. And so you can pass information along pretty impressively. And that rig doesn't cost tons of money. I mean, it's not dirt cheap, but it doesn't cost tons of money. I can explain to people how it would work if they call. But again, these are the things that we see all this stuff happening. And I would reference it back to a quote Jesus said, when you see all these things coming about, know that the end is near. And he also said, when you see armies surrounding Jerusalem, get out. Well, in 70 AD, when the Romans went in, the Christians had taken the word of warning and gone, and very few Christians were killed at that time. But again, as we live, as we approach this time of great turmoil that's not only encompassing just us but the world, have you been warned? And again, it's easy to sit there and say this, that, and the other thing, but are you doing anything, Dave? Are you doing anything? And I'm not saying
I'm trying, Bob. I'm trying. I'm here. Yeah. I'm trying to wake people up.
I'm not just saying this. I'm not saying this to shame anybody who just says, you know, what about this guy? What about that guy? What about this guy? What about you? What are you doing? Because ultimately, I can't control Donald Trump. I can pray for him and hope God, the God of heaven, hears me and motivates his heart. The hands of the, it says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. So I hope that comes. That works, but if it doesn't, you know, it says, you prepare for peace, I'll prepare for war just in case you fail. You know, if your plan doesn't work, I'm going to have some other plan. I'm going to have a, you know, plan to defend myself. So there's just too many people sitting around thinking somebody else is going to do something. And, you know, that doesn't work. Right now, you know, and I'll say this, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about to those who will not inherit the kingdom of God. And it says to the cowardly. Now, this is going to go not very well, but it does say that, David. So the cowardly will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I would be less than truthful if I said anything different. So if you're not out there fighting the good fight, and when I say fighting the good fight, Dave, I mean using your voice, using your knowledge, your brain to educate and teach people. You know what, it could be anything from gardening to radio to whatever, to politics, whatever. Whatever your calling is, that you're educating people how to become self-reliant, how to take charge of their lives, then I would say you're not fulfilling the commission that's been given to all Christian people, and even, I would say, to conservative people, that we want the principles of, you know, conservatism to be perpetuated to us and to our posterity.
I agree, Bob, but let's get down to the, let's leave the theoretical just for a second. Let's go to the practical. Trump is going to be tried in the Senate for removal from office probably next Tuesday. So 5 days from now, does he dare make a move on Virginia to stop this illegal action at this present time? What do you think?
No, I don't. I think it would be too highly political. I do think this is a possibility. I think there's a very, very, very good chance that he's going to be found not guilty. And then what's that Bernie guy going to do? What are the people going to do that have, oh my gosh, we're going to get rid of this guy? Because if they get rid of him, they'll get rid of Mike Pence and, you know, the whole thing. But, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, Dave, these people have already said they're going to burn it down. I mean, what are they going to do? So I wouldn't look so much at what Trump's going to do, but if it doesn't go their way, which I don't think it will, I could be wrong. And if it does go their way, they're going to look for you and me. So this is a very bad thing. This is why we pray Psalm 91, God's protection on our life. But if it doesn't go their way, these are little children and they've got gasoline and matches, Dave. They have this little child mentality that says, you know, that's mine. You know, and if they don't get it, they'll break it. And they have plenty of gasoline and matches, and they're lighting matches in a room full of gasoline. I mean, it's not a good situation. So I think more likely that if he's found innocent, these people are going to go, you know, bat blank crazy.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Well, you've alluded to some things here that we should be doing. Let's turn to solution here for about 5 minutes. And let's talk about, I know you specialize in communications equipment, and thank you, by the way, for the gift of the listening device that I now have, and I need to turn that into action and become a ham operator. It's just like, where am I going to find the time? But I know I need to make the time. But let's talk about why people – here's what I talk about. My general rhetoric says this. You need food, water, guns, gold, medicine, ammo, tools – okay, and one of the tools, obviously, would be communication. So let's address communication.
Okay, first of all, I would say everybody, and I know they don't want to be on the government list, but you're already on the government list, so you're already there. Get your ham radio license, because people say, well, when the zombies come out, I'll break out my ham radio equipment. Dave, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I still learn things. And the reason I learn them is because I can practice it. I can actually get on the radio and start talking without having, you know, the FCC come and pay me a visit and fine me $10,000 because I was talking on illegal frequencies, ham radio frequencies. I don't have any fear of that right now because I am a legal ham radio operator. I have legal access to those frequencies because of the license I got. I had to go through it and get it. It's not hard to get. So it's like anything. I'm going to sit on my sofa, and when the apocalypse happens, I'm going to be Rambo. Well, no, you're not. You're going to have to start putting into practice, taking, you know, the resources that you have. And this is what I always tell people. Abraham. Okay, I'm going to go to Abraham, the guy in the Bible. When his nephew Lot was kidnapped, he had three things at his disposal. One, he had the moral courage to do something. That was the most important. He says, no, this ain't happening, dudes. My nephew, I'm going to go get him. He had that moral courage to say something and do something. Two, he got his choice men. These guys weren't, you know, sitting around on soap all day long. These guys were hardened guys. So they had the physical capability of doing something. And then three, they had the tools. They had swords and spears and bows and arrows and whatever else they needed. So that combination of spiritual strength, moral strength, physical strength, and then, you know, the tools are so critical. And to think that these guys could have gone there with, okay, I have the moral strength, I have the physical strength, but what are we going to throw at them, rocks?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you need to have all three of these things. So the ham radio thing is so critical to start practicing it now. And again, I'm giving a call out to my friend Matt at Brush Beater. Go take some courses like that. Learn how to use radio. And believe me, it is absolutely fascinating taking these courses. It's just, I love them. I mean, I drive 6 hours to go there just to go hear what he has to say and teach. So it's a great, great time. And anybody's interested in, you know, he offers the courses so you can sign up for him and go. And but what he gives you is pittance. He charges. I mean, he could charge three or four times as much, but he does it. Matt Bracken says it's the best guy out there to go to. So start learning these skills. And again, for those of you who can afford it, I mean, night vision, it's just that thing. I could easily see the government just saying, well, there's 200 units that are available to the civilian market. We'll just keep buying them up. We won't ban them, but we'll keep buying all the tubes. And that means effectively you can't get it. That's where I think that's headed, basically, is that, you know, they just buy all the units up and basically say, you know, you functionally ban it. I mean, you know, if the government goes in and buys all the widgets, there's no widgets available, and they get eminent domain over the widgets. So
yeah. Hey, Bob, I want to address something here, though, too, because, you know, we're going to run out of time, but I want to make sure we address it. And it's some messages that are coming in, and we don't have long to address this. Night vision's pricey, no doubt about it. Your night vision, especially when you run specials, it's as cheap as out there. It's actually cheaper than what's out there. And there's no getting around the fact you have to spend money to get night vision. And I don't care what vendor you deal with. But let's get to communications equipment. For the average person, is this affordable?
Absolutely. You can get a Bofang FA radio for $63. You can get a package, you know, when you have all the stuff you basically need for around $450. That means two radios, two bigger antennas, two throat mics, the ham radio study guide so you can get your license, the repeater guide, you get the programming cable, you get an extra battery for each radio. I mean, you know, so, I mean, you can get something so you and your wife basically have everything you would need. Is it the best of equipment? No. Is it the worst of equipment? No. It's a moderately good for radio. When we go to that course for Brush Beater, we use Bofang radios, and it's amazing. You change the antenna out on a Bofang radio, and it's called dB loss. That's a technical term. But you can actually make a 5-watt radio look like a 20-watt radio. It's not hard to do it just by putting the right antenna on it. And so, I mean, you can modify it after you get them. I mean, modify okay. it in the way that you use antennas to do things to the radio that and it's legal. So it's legal. I'm not advocating anything illegal with it. I'm not advocating modifying them into an illegal method. But you can use them in a method where you can amplify your signal quite extensively. And this weekend when we were there, we were building jungle improvised antennas. I mean, just $2 or $3 worth of stuff. We built jungle improvised antennas. And what we did is we turned on the radio. There were 7 NOAA stations. That's the weather station. With the regular antenna, we picked up 2 of them. We built our jungle antenna and we picked up all 7.
Okay. That sounds good. And the price there is affordable. If someone who's listening here go, yeah, listen, I know night vision is important. I've heard you talk about it before, but they simply can't afford it. What would be the next best substitute that could help them in a conflict situation if they don't have night vision?
Find somebody who does. I mean, network with people who do. And yes, this is why I would say praying the Psalm 91 prayer that God first of all protects you and also brings to you the people in your group that can be trusted, that are loyal. You know, you always want to find loyal people, and there are keys. We could do a whole program on those to avoid, because you can all tell those to avoid. The guy wants to be in charge. The guy knows everything. The guy's not a team player. You know, he wants to, if he doesn't get his way, he goes home mad. I mean, the people to avoid, but you want to find good people, and hopefully between, you know, group of people, you have a pair of night vision. You know, there are inexpensive units, but I strongly dissuade against them because two things. They have active infrared on them, which makes you shine like a Christmas tree to somebody who has real night vision. And they're very, very limited in their scope of how far you can see. With a military-grade piece of night vision, you can see out 700-800 yards, you know. Effectively, you can shoot a rifle out hundreds and hundreds of yards effectively. And again, I have to say this is, you have to be a legal American citizen to purchase it. You have to sign an ITAR agreement basically stating you understand that if you take it out of the country for any reason whatsoever without State Department approval, they are going to put you in a cage and take a lot of your money away from you. So, don't buy it. If you get caught, it's not worth it. So, and the reason they do that because it's that good. I mean, they don't care if you take the $500 stuff out of the country, but they do care if you take the military-grade stuff out of the country. You don't do it. So, and again, with the military-grade night vision, we do offer financing. It's through a company called Bread. You just go online, pretend like you're going to buy it, and they'll tell you, you fill in a few date of birth and last 4 of your social security number, and they approve you, disapprove you, and give you your interest rate, and then you can get the unit. So, but I just tell people right now, it's more and more people are buying it. More and more people understand the strategic importance of night, and they understand. And so, I think these units are going to become more and more difficult to get.
No, there's going to come a time as things get more radicalized. I've been telling people, food and water. Water filtration, food, various things you need for survival, they're going to be harder to obtain because the demand's going to go up. I totally agree with what you're saying. I want to address one other thing.
Right now, if you got 500 orders for a year's food supply, could you fill it?
Yes.
I don't think you could.
No, this company could, but I don't think they could do it twice. Most companies can't do it once.
500 people out of 310 million people.
Yeah, I hear you.
You divide the divide 310 million into 500, I don't know what that percent is, but it's very, 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 you get a lot of zeros and then a number.
Right.
So it's a very small fraction.
Bob, I need to address something here in the audience, though, and I want to make this crystal clear because we're about a minute from leaving. But listen, we do this as a public service here, and Bob's come on and graciously given of his time. Yes, you guys who are complaining about the price of night vision, I totally agree with you. It's expensive. The reality is this, though. Those that have the night vision versus those that don't at night, the ones that don't are going to lose. And that's it. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's a fact. And so, you know, it is pricey. And I'll tell you one thing, Bob's compared to others that I've looked at, it is less expensive. And I'm not getting paid to make that statement. I'm just saying that's a fact. So, Bob, I wanted to clean that up. I don't think we need to revisit this. It's just that night vision is the big boogeyman, but there's other things that you can do to help yourself, and this is what we're talking about here. And every product we offer here on the Common Sense Show generally has some aspect relationship to survivability. Bob, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, well, they can call me at 800-627-3809. Again, that's 800-627-3809. Or go to our website, which is ReadyMade Resources. That's all standard spelling, all one word, readymaderesources.com. And you can navigate there. You use a little search engine. All you got to do is type PVS-14, and several units will come up. There's different grades of PVS-14s. You have, you know, lower and military.
Yeah, Bob, we're going to run out of time. We're not going to have time to be able to go through all that. But give me a bottom line just to close this out, okay, and to satisfy some of the people's concerns here. What would someone pay today to purchase PVS-14?
They're going to pay in between the $2,800 and $3,200 price range.
Okay, all right. And guys, listen to me. I hear you. That's pricey, but that's the nature. That's the nature of the product, and it's not. It doesn't behoove anyone to attack the person selling it. I'm glad that you do sell it. Bob, thank you so much for these excellent analysis and bringing history in to our discussion. I thought this was very timely, and I appreciate what you do as a prepper, particularly by consulting with people for free. And that's one thing I hope the people who are complaining about the night vision, which I understand your complaint, but I want you to appreciate the fact that Bob consults with people for nothing, and other people in his business charge an arm and a leg. Bob, on that note, we got to scoot. Great job as usual, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.